You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labor Party.
The National-led government has recently announced their action plan for the next 3 months. It has a focus on being tough on crime with policies like boot camps for youth offenders and roadside drug testing. Labor has been spending this week in Auckland, visiting businesses, public services and community groups to understand what's going on in our biggest city. For our weekly catch-up, I ask Labor Deputy Leader Carmel Cepoloni about the government's Q3 action plan and Labor's Auckland strategy. What are your thoughts on the government's new Q3 action plan?
Well, firstly, I think there's barely anything in there for us to assess, let alone scrutinise. I think it's a poor attempt to look like they're going forwards, as in reality that they're actually taking us backwards. And it seems they're more focused on looking busy and sounding tough than actually doing anything backed by evidence. So I'm not entirely impressed.
Do you support the items they claim will support a crackdown on criminal activity like band and gang patches and roadside drug testing?
Well, what we have to be looking at is what is actually going to reduce crime and reduce the number of victims impacted by crime. Much of what the government is proposing actually has no evidence behind it to support that it will work, including their military-style boot camps for kids that get into trouble. And so there's no evidence base, and despite that, the government want to push ahead. Sound like they're getting tough on crime, when the reality is that what they're implementing is not necessarily going to change things. I think it's also important to note that recently there was that poll undertaken of New Zealanders, and the vast majority of people either didn't feel any safer with this government or felt less safe with this government in place. And so I think that goes to show that nothing that they are currently doing is providing New Zealanders with any sense of safety or security.
Are Labor's crime policies always evidence-based?
We tried to be, and certainly some of what we implemented in our last term was taken up by the government, and even themselves, even they say that it was working. This includes the actions we undertook with respect to ram raids and youth crime. The stuff that we did there with the South Auckland Social Wellbeing Board, so Kotahi Te Whakaaro and Circuit Breaker, the stuff the government has continued, and even the Minister for Children during Scrutiny Week said that it was working. It had resulted and was resulting in a whole lot of young people who had been involved in youth crime not reoffending. So that type of wraparound support, trying to deal with the issues that are leading to the kids going off track, are the types of programs we should be investing in. And they haven't put any additional money into it. Instead, what they said is, yes, that works. We'll continue what you were doing, but also we're going to introduce these military-style boot camps for kids, despite the fact there's no evidence to support that they work.
Did people feel safer under your government when you invested in the programs you talk about?
I think that there was certainly still a sense of nervousness, and we have to acknowledge that. You know, we did have that spate of ram raids and youth crime, and it made people feel unsafe. It was happening in their own neighbourhoods with their own dairies, with their own small businesses, and so people were really nervous and they weren't feeling safe at that time. We've seen that come down now as a direct result of the programs that we implemented. I think at the time, it's fair to say people wanted repercussions for the young people. Now, I understand that, but the programs that we implemented were full wraparound supports for those kids and for those families to try and ensure that they didn't go on to reoffend. I mean, that's the main thing. We don't want further victims. So it did work.
And how much of this new legislation, like boot camps, would Labor reverse, considering your strong opposition?
Oh, we don't support boot camps. And there's a whole range of reasons for that. You know, these kids have really complex needs. All the evidence doesn't support that they work. You know, much of what I learnt when I was in opposition was that if you're going to resolve these issues with the kids, you've got to do it in situ. It's the whole whānau environment and anything that may be happening there, whether it is They're transient. They're not going to school. There are mental health and addiction issues in the house. There is family violence going on. They're experiencing poverty. There's a whole range of issues that need to be resolved. Now, those that think we need to get tough on crime think that that's the soft approach. That's actually the harder approach, because you're trying to make changes to people's circumstances that are incredibly complex. But moving forward, if you can get to the core root of the issue that is causing, or the issues that are causing them to get involved in illegal activity and crime and hurt others, then actually the long-term results are potentially better, because you're taking these kids away from that trajectory and that track that they're on.
And Labor leader Chris Hipkins has announced a renewed Auckland strategy. What will this look like?
Firstly, I have to say, yesterday was an amazing day. All of us Labor MPs were out and about meeting with different community groups, businesses, innovators. And this is part of the strategy. It is actually engaging with Aucklanders on the ground. Opposition is also a really good time for learning. We need to be talking to people so that we can hear from them directly what our policy should look like going into the next election. So strengthening relationships, listening to people, taking the time to learn from the experts and the people that are at the coalface and various sectors and industries is all part of that strategy. And so I was really heartened, because last night all of the Labor MPs, when we were talking, were so excited about the visits and the meetings that they'd had. And there was lots to share.
Any ideas yet on what any of these policies will look like?
No, I think that we need to take this time to talk to people. If we were to establish what our policy looked like at this point, then it would mean that we were not engaging or taking the time to listen and talk to people and allow them to actually inform where our policy goes going into the next election. So we do need to take this time. And so I certainly don't want to preempt those discussions and those engagements by trying to predict what our policy might look like at this point.
You're now rebuilding support for Labor in Auckland, but what went so wrong last election that you lost so much support in the first place?
I think a range of things. Auckland, and I'm an Aucklander, of course. Auckland had a particularly tough time. You know, we had the extended lockdown. We saw a spike in youth and retail crime. The cost of living has hit the whole country, and Aucklanders are feeling it. So there were a range of things that really, I think, shifted the mood of Aucklanders. There was a sense that change was required, and so that meant, you know, potentially a change in government, and that a change might bring something better for Auckland. I think Aucklanders now are looking at what the government's policy agenda is and the changes that they're making, and questioning whether or not they made the right decision and whether or not this is the change that they were wanting.
And who are you meeting with now in order to understand Auckland?
Everyone and anyone. yesterday, my group of MPs met with a really big Pacific social service health provider. They do everything from dental care to working with families with respect to family violence. They do upskilling and training and trades. So hearing from them, what are they doing? Where do they think things need to go? How is it going? My group also went to the creative precinct out in West Auckland. Really excited to see and hear from those on the ground that are working there around the developments that have taken place already, talking about screen sector, the studios that are out there, the plans around a centralised hub that have taken over Wealth Studio, what's happening at Corbyn's estate. And so, you know, all of these things matter. Our other MPs went to different places, Ports of Auckland, a trades training place. So just really trying to get that full breadth of engagement and understanding of what is happening in Auckland and where we might go moving forward.
That was Labor Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone on the government's Q3 action plan and Labor's Auckland strategy.
That was our weekly chat with the Labor Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.